This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org, and you're just in time for Radiola.
Marvelous skies, and for dreaming, wonderful dreams, it's paradise. And if you don't like palm trees swaying, where the birds and bees are playing, if you want to miss a heaven on earth, stay out of the sun.
Radiola, Stay Out of the South, which I'm going to do, by the way. My wife is leaving to visit relatives down south, and I opted, because I am reclusive by nature, and have other considerations. I have opted to stay behind and hold the fort. and I could hold the fort, too, if I had a little bit, if I'd worked out a little more. But that's what I'm doing. So I'm doing a show in tribute to that diversity of opinion, and well, there's a lot about the South to like, and there's a lot about the South to feel ambivalent about, and we're going to explore some vintage music dealing with the South. By the way, I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, in case I haven't mentioned that, on WHCL 88.7 FM. We're going to discuss some of the things that are not terrific, and some of the things that are idealized, romanticized, mostly by northern songwriters, occasionally by others. And there will be a dollop or two of political incorrectness, for which I apologize, but this ought to be taken in its historical context. I do not condone this. Lyrics aren't, it's not a philosophical statement, they're lyrics. They're lyrics of old songs written in the Brill Building back in the 20s, and people would use all sorts of language, which we don't use today. And I don't condone that, but the records themselves are artifacts of a certain historical importance. Now that I've got the PC stuff out of the way, let's continue. We started with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, a genuine Southern tune, South, 1928. That's his national anthem. Great stuff. Coon Sanders' Nighthawks, Stay Out of the South, 1927. And now we're beginning to get a little bit of the you know, different helpings of different things in there. And I, as I said, I am going to stay out of the South. much to the relief of the South, no doubt. Now, most happy arrows, William Tell Overture. After that, and he, I might have been from the Southern somewhere, but we don't know where he was from. He was a mysterious figure, but he was a mean ocarina soloist, and that's why we include him every week. Continuing, Ben Selvin and his orchestra. More of this Northern jive, I have to admit, shaking the blues away. Wasn't this by Irving Berlin? I believe Irving wrote this. So, this is from Irving. Take it up with him. Thank you. Again, the Nighthawks, Carlton Coon, Joe Sanders, on the vocal. I'm going to Charleston back to Charleston, and that's a very sprightly tune from 1925. Before that, Al Lentz and his orchestra. Hello, Swanee, hello. Well, I'm not going to be saying that. That was from 1926. Well, I'm still not going to be saying that, because I'll be saying hello, West Utica, hello. And before that, Ben Sullivan, Shaking the Blues Away. A touch of that insouciant political incorrectness we come to expect is a tripping over in these recordings at various times. And I'm so northern, I'm from North Utica. That's almost like being a Canadian without the good health care. And now Jimmy Wade and his Dixielanders, Mississippi Wobble from 1928.
Thank you.
There we are, Mississippi Mud, blessedly and thankfully shorn of its lyrics. And that was the Charleston Chasers, the Red Nichols group, in 1928. Before that, Louis Armstrong singing of the Mississippi Basin, which was rather touching, because in the late 40s he was fated by the New Orleans populace, and he was given a hero's welcome, and it turned very sour when they would not let him perform on the same stage in a theater with Jack Teagarden. They wouldn't let Jack go up on stage with him. So that pretty much soured Louis on the South, and rightfully so. And he called Queens home. He lived in Corona, Queens, beautiful little house. Was never happier there. But I'm staying out of the South. Did I tell you that? I am. Nice. It's beautiful. But no. Jimmy Wade and his Dixielanders. Before that, Mississippi Wobble, 1928. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, your barnacle of the airwaves. And we're a tribute to staying out of the South or going to the South. I mean, it's both sides are presented here. Some are a bit more glorified than others, and some are just plain fantasy and maybe even slander. Who can tell? But now Burt Lown and his orchestra, I Can't Get Mississippi Off My Mind, from 1931. Thank you.
Gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time. When it comes to loving, he's a real professor, yes, sir, just a Mason-Dixon Valentine. Oh, see those Georgia peaches hanging around him now, 'cause what this baby teaches, nobody else knows how. That sentimental gentleman from Georgia, Georgia, gentle to the ladies all the time.
the Son of the South, Louis Armstrong, again from 1933, and rather good band he had then, and those sound really good. Unfortunately, the CD set they come out of, they've got all these funny typefaces, it's very difficult to find selections on these four CDs, but once you've found them, it's worth it. The search is long, and my eyes are not as what they used to be. Before Louis, we had Charlie Palloy singing Sentimental Gentleman from Georgia. I forget, the band was not important because they were mostly the same band, the Crown House bands, whatever they were at the time. 1932, Burt Lown, depending on what side of the street you live on, and his orchestra. Burt Lown and his orchestra, I Can't Get Mississippi Off My Mind from 1931. And those are good selections, no doubt. Now on Radio, we continue with Memphis. My wife is going to head to Memphis for a few days and with her family, and they're going to visit all the things. I don't think they're going to go to Graceland, and I will chiefly regret not seeing where Elvis ate his fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches, but I'm sure once they caught me making remarks, as I am wont to do in any situation, they would definitely banish me from Memphis. He still has friends down there, and I'm not going to cross any of them. They'll probably find me floating in the Mississippi, and of course a lot of things float in the Mississippi. Memphis Jug Band, and this Memphis set, Memphis Jug Band, Memphis Boy Blues from 1927.
Mine, I'll tell her. Oh, Fred, boy, I flew that job. What's the matter with you over there?
Wow, hearing that almost makes me regret not going. Except that most of those guys are dead, if they're not 117 years old by now. Memphis Shakedown, Memphis Jug Band from 1934. And before that, Memphis Shake by the Dixieland Jug Blowers. That was actually a Louisville, Kentucky group. That was from 1926. Beginning with the Memphis Jug Band again, Memphis Boy Blues from 1927. Now that's the stuff. That's the real stuff, and you got to love it. Continuing now, and of course, if you want to see what real stuff is out there, I commend you to my Radiola blog, which is radiolablog.blogspot.com, or just type Radiola into Google, and I'm about four down the page. And either one of those things, you'll find my Live 365 archives there, too. That's, I think, number five. But give it a shot, and no other show can make this statement. Yes, I'm there. Just Radiola. You needn't type the exclamation point. That's a given. And I'm Andy Senior. And if you type me into Google, you might find some of my other nefarious doings. So I would just recommend Radiola. And lots of great links there. All the playlists of every Radiola program, and you'll find so many great things there. You'll just be there for hours checking everything out and. I hope you do, and there's so many, it leads to various and sundry pursuits. We're celebrating, or at least acknowledging, the South tonight, and being polite, I would say. And that was good stuff. Now more toward the Tin Pan Alley side, yet still authentic in its way, because these gals were from New Orleans. The Boswell Sisters, 1932. Got the South in my soul.
Dark night starts falling, and the moon starts to roll. What is this thing that keeps calling? It's the South in my soul. How I long for that delta. It's my home, it's my goal. What is the safe in its shelter? God, the South in my soul. Too long I lingered in the darkness. No matter what I've won, I want to say goodbye to darkness and spend all my days in the sun. Let me lie on that levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy. I got the South in my soul. Oh, the night starts falling, the moon starts to shine. What is the thing calling? The South's on my mind. I hear it all through the night. I just can't help but got the South in my soul. The days are lonely, the nights are so long. What is the thing calling? It's saying I'm wrong. I hear it all through the night. I just can't help but got the South in my soul. Too long I've been in darkness. No matter what I've won, I want to say goodbye to darkness and spend my days in the sun. Let me lie on the levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be so heavy with the South in my soul. Oh, Lord. The South in my soul.
in my dreams. And you seem to say, come on back home and stay. Thank you.